This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Mother Nature is lending a helping hand to farmers this week, as conditions are excellent for many aspects of fall agriculture. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the central U.S. is experiencing nearly ideal conditions for both harvest and planting cover crops.
For the autumn, it is perfect for summer crop dry down and harvesting, as well as winter wheat planting or getting a start on cover crop planting.
Rippey says that the weather is helping crops in Iowa to reach full maturity and allowing growers to begin or continue harvest of row crops.
That will be absolutely ideal for getting these summer crops mature, getting harvest efforts underway or moving along.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
Combines are rolling across much of the state, and the dry conditions have allowed harvest to continue mostly uninterrupted. In this week's featured conversation, Southwest Iowa Bex agronomist Nate Meyer said that while this year's crop may not be as big as advertised, many farmers are still seeing decent yields.
You know, we've had some guys now that are going on probably 2 weeks of picking corn, and some guys that just really got going this week. So, you know, seeing a lot of different progress across the board. I have some of my farmers just finishing up on corn and going to start on beans, and some vice versa, just about to finish up on soybeans and go to corn. So what I'm hearing for yields out there, you know, a lot of, I wouldn't say disappointment, but not hitting the expectations as they saw from this summer's weather with all the rain that we had and everything of that nature. So maybe a little disappointment when we come to some of these corn yields, but not at the end of the day, still having a fairly good harvest across the board.
For more agronomic data, visit BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.